Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Brett, and this is the Evil Never Dies podcast, midweek edition. How's everybody doing this week so far? Hope everybody's having a good week. This week, I'm going to be talking about the band Primal Fear. If you've never heard of Primal Fear, they are a German power metal band. And they were actually formed in 1997 by a vocalist named Ralph Schiepers. And he used to sing in the band Gamma Ray, another German power metal band. And when Rob Halford left Judas Priest and they were looking for somebody, he actually auditioned. And I guess he was like second in line. It was between him and Ripper Owens, and Ripper ended up getting it. So he had a buddy by the name of Matt Sinner, and he was had his own band named Sinner, and they got together and started Primal Fear. Personally, I think he probably could have did a good job in Priest singing wise. As far as like stage presence and all that, I don't know. I've never seen these guys live. Unlike Ripper, which he's got a very good stage presence, and he's a really good front man. But like I said, as far as singing, I think he would have did a good job. He can hit them notes. All right, I'm going to be talking about their self-titled debut studio album tonight. It was actually released February 2nd of 1998, recorded in late 1997 at Space Park Studios, House of Music, Winterbach, Germany. Like I said earlier, genre is power metal, heavy metal. Label, Nuclear Blast Records. And it was produced by Matt Sinner, Ralph Schiepers, and Tom Naumann. All right, let's go over the personnel and the band members. We've got Ralph Schiepers on vocals, Tom Naumann on guitars and keyboards, Matt Sinner, bass guitar, keyboards, backing vocals, and Klaus Spurfling on drums. Spurfling. And they had a couple of additional musicians on there. Kai Hansen, lead guitars on three of the songs. Frank Rossler, additional keyboards. The cover art for the album was done by Stephen Lohman. It's a pretty cool album cover. Check it out. It'll be the on the you'll see it on the show notes. Engineered by Akeem Kohler. Photography by Rainier 3, whoever that is, and art direction, H.P. Pleichman. All right, let's go over the track list. I really don't have too much on this album info-wise. These guys really aren't that big in America, I guess. So, but anyway, track one, we got Primal Fear, the intro, 34 seconds. Track 2, Chainbreaker, 4 minutes and 25 seconds. Track 3, Silver and Gold, 3 minutes and 11 seconds. 4, Promised Land, 4 minutes and 23 seconds. Track 5, Formula 1, 4 minutes and 56 seconds. Track 6, Dollars, 3 minutes and 57 seconds. Track 7, Nine Lives, 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Track 8, Tears of Rage, 6 minutes and 47 seconds. Track 9, which is actually a Deep Purple cover, and they did a really good job on this song, Speed King, 3 minutes and 49 seconds. Track 10, Battalions of Hate, 3 minutes and 49 seconds. 11, Running in the Dust, 4 minutes and 37 seconds. That's probably my favorite song on the whole album. And 12, Thunderdome, 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Now, they did remaster this in 2010, and they added a bonus track of an Accept cover for the song Breaker at 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And then they remastered again just last year, and they added 3 extra songs on it. What were they here? Let's see here. The Breaker is on there again, the Accept cover. And then they do live versions of Chainbreaker and Running in the Dust also. Now, like I said, they not big in America. They've only played live here in the States like maybe 20 times. They've had maybe 20 shows the whole time they've been around. They mostly toured Europe doing all the big festivals and stuff. Like they're a regular at Wacken like every other year or so. Yeah, they mostly toured Europe. They also played some cruises, that 70,000 tons of metal cruise that they had back in the 2015, I think 2018 they had one. And they were on that with a bunch of other bands, so. But like I said, I really had not that much information on this band. I've heard a couple of different songs off of different albums, but this is actually the first album of theirs that I've listened to all the way through. And I like it, actually. It's really good. I'm surprised I haven't listened to more of it already. And Carl's a big fan of these guys. He loves the German stuff, so I'm going to give it 3.5 Devil Horns, and I think Carl is in agreement with me. This isn't their best album. I've heard better songs on their other albums. I'm going to have to listen to them all the way through now to see what they sound like, what their progression is on their sound after all these years, because they're still at it. They're actually coming out with a new album. Maybe they'll come tour over here too. Who knows? Carl don't seem to think so, though. They like to stay over there, so in Europe. All right, everybody, that's all I got. I'm going to play some snippets of these guys for you so you can check them out. Like I said, it's got some weaker songs on this album, but, you know, it's their debut album. I'd say it's about half and half. About half of them are bangers, for sure. Listen to it once, see what you think. Check it out. Check us out on the social medias, everybody. Join the group. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts. If you want, we got merch. I put all this stuff in the show notes. Buy us a cup of coffee if you want. But that's all I got for tonight, guys. Thanks for listening. And stay evil, everybody.